Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888, that's 1-888-FARMERS, to switch, and you can save an average of, get this, $470 a year.
Sign me up. Sign me up.
On your car insurance, that's a whole lot of money for a quick phone call. That's the average national savings from survey data July to December 2020.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
If I saved that money, I could have bought you better Jordans. You know
yes.
what I'm saying?
Hey, why don't you save it and send me my other pair of Jordans you owe me? We got to – and Rob, we're going to get into this, and I'm looking forward to this conversation. Now, any of you that are really active on social media and obviously sports fans, you probably saw what went down between Cam Newton – and this kid who I think they said is a 15-year-old kid who was
at a camp
or a tournament, you know, that Cam had put together, and, you know, 7-on-7 high school tournament, a bunch of, you know, high school kids.
Which is big time in football,
right?
The 7-on-7 stuff.
And there's a specific angle I want to go at this at from, Rob. But first, let's hear the exchange that went viral on social media between Cam and this kid.
You're a free agent. You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
You're about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You're about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You're about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
He's a free agent.
Where your daddy is? Let me talk to your dad. Let me talk to your dad. Where's your dad?
You're the free agent.
Where's your dad?
You're a free agent.
Talk to your dad.
You're a free agent. You ass.
Talk to
you.
Let me talk. Where's your dad? Where's your pop?
Now, if you heard the end, I guess we can say that on the radio, Rob G, right? But the kid, because he was saying, you ass, like you ain't no good. That was, I mean, even more than the free agent stuff to me, that was what I found most offensive, that you sitting here calling this NFL MVP, you ass,
you ain't
no good.
You're calling a grown man, Chris. What?
Right, and I don't think he was calling him an ass, but I think he was saying it like, you know, you ain't no good. You suck. You know, I think. That's how I took it. But maybe, you know, maybe he was calling him that. Whatever.
You suck ASS? Is that what he's saying?
No, just that, you know, it's like a term for you ain't no good. You stink. You know.
Yes, on behalf of the younger generation,
yes, please,
calling somebody ass is slang for you being not good at something.
Right. So if you want to say somebody can't rap, you say you ass, you know, whatever.
Is that it? Okay.
But here's now the kid did apologize today. Rob G, if you can read maybe an excerpt from it, he put it on his social media and he apologized.
Well, he's getting killed all over the place.
Right.
And, you know,
and I'm sure the adults in his life put him up to it. But here's a little, Rob G, read a little bit of it.
All right, here's a portion of it. On his Twitter account, first and foremost, I want to express my deepest apologies to Cam Newton, my entire organization, and my coaches for my actions at the 7-on-7 tournament this past weekend. I did not intend for it to get as far as it did. First, I would like to start off by saying my parents never taught me to disrespect people. He had it backwards, but disrespect people.
Right.
As a football player, I let my competitive side get the best of me, and it was a huge miscommunication. It was in the midst of the moment, and I realize now how a lot of you took it as disrespect. I never meant to humiliate and let anyone down. And he continues, well, that's the gist of it.
Let me just say this, Rob, and then you can go tell us what you think about it, because I want to set it up this way. Look, the kid's 15. I don't want it. This shouldn't be, you know, a death sentence for he can't be successful. Let's hold it against him. None of that. I did some stupid things at 15 and even a little later, actually, than that.
Come on,
so,
Chris.
Admit it.
Your freshman year in college before you became born again. All right. Let's just call it the way you see
actually,
it now.
Actually, I did a stupid thing my summer after my freshman year.
Okay.
I did some stupid things in high school. So
I'm just saying, all right.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying let's not – I don't want to condemn this kid. But here's the angle I want to approach it from, Rob. We were doing Undisputed this morning, and LeVar Arrington was on with us, and he coaches 70-on-70. We got TJ Houshmandzadeh on at the bottom of the hour, former Pro Bowl wide receiver, who also coaches high school kids. And LeVar kind of took up for the kid. And he was like, hey, that's just how all these young kids are today. They come at me. They come at Hoosh. You know, we've been on 707s, and they done talked down to us former NFL players. Like, he was saying that's just how they are. And Cam was engaging the kid. And that's just how you have to do it today if you really want to, at some point, be able to get through to them. I disagree with a lot of what he was saying. But, Rob, let's go whether you want to hit it from that angle or just the overall situation. What are your thoughts?
I disagree. That's the only way you could get at these kids. It's totally disrespectful, Chris. It's just did Cam put this together? Is this his 7-on-7 tournament, or was he an invited guest?
It's his tournament, yes.
Dude.
He's going out of his way to help this kid, right?
You're going to the Cam Newton 7-on-7 tournament. Have some respect for that guy. That's not another guy from another team, Chris, you're going at.
Right.
This guy was an NFL MVP. He's played in the league. He's done a lot of things. Have some respect. That's why he brought up his whole idea about his parents didn't teach him to do that, Chris, because that's a reflection of your family. It is.
You know what? Right? If my kids did something like that,
you would be outraged. You would be furious. Like, how in the world could you go out and do something like that to our family and our family name? And that kid, and I'm with you. He's 15. He'll live. People bump their heads all the time. You get back up. You understand what you did, and you live on. I don't want the kid to feel like, my God, nobody wants him to play football. He can't be on any team, you know, or something crazy like that. Right. No. But understand there is some respect that you have to have for your elders. And if that just was over the top for me. I joking around a little bit, Chris, a give and take, I got that. That's what that wasn't that. And it didn't feel right to me.
You're absolutely right. And that's what I think some people, and I think LeVar was looking at it this way. You know, it was they were joking. No.
Nah.
Because
nah.
I think when Cam, you know, Cam's walking by and the kid starts yelling, you a free agent, and Cam's like, I'm rich, and he walks toward the kid. I think he's thinking, you know, the kid's going to laugh, man. You know I'm playing.
Right.
You know, like
kind of
like
lighten
up. And the kid keeps going at him. And I think when Cam was like, where's your dad? I think, and I'm just speculating, but I think Cam's thought process was, I'm not going to get into it with this little kid, but I'll get into it with your dad. You know, like, and I don't mean physically fighting,
I
mean like tell his dad, look, control your boy.
Right.
I'm out here for him. I'm trying to help him.
You're here at my tournament.
Yeah. Right. Like, and so I think that's what it was, but I'm with you on LeVar. Look, first of all, if he's saying this how the kids are. This was the only kid we saw doing this.
Nobody else did it, Chris. Right. Nobody
the
else.
The other kid seemed respectful. All right? And so that's number one. And number two, even if that is the case, let's say many of these kids are like that. That don't make it right. It ain't right. You have got to have respect. Rob, I never would have thought. Would you ever think about going at a professional athlete like that? Like you on their level?
Never. I would have never been able to do that or speak out in a situation, even if I didn't like. Chris, I told you this story once before. Even people who I'm not fond of, I respect a certain degree of, you know, who they are and where they fit in, okay? So I don't have to like you to have respect for you. Right. And I'll never forget, I was at the World Series in the Yankees dugout before the game. And Rudy Giuliani starts to walk towards me, Chris. Not a Rudy Giuliani fan forever. For a long time. Not recently. Okay? Not recently. I'm not talking about
yeah,
just
like
because
he goes
of the Trump
way
stuff.
Back. Right.
Right. I'm talking about way back. He starts walking towards me. There's nowhere to go. I'm right there. He's looking dead at me. He sticks his hand out. Like to shake my hand.
Right.
He's the mayor of New York. I'm not a fan. What do you think I did?
Shook his hand.
I shook his hand.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
I could have tried to snub him or be like, dude, get away from me, or I can't stand you. I could have done any of that. There's a certain degree of respect that I think you owe people. That's just me.
Well, and here, you're absolutely right, and you handled that well. But also, you know what? You're a grown man, or you were a grown man
right,
at that time.
I was
time.
A grown man, right.
So
right.
Even that is different in that this is a teenager speaking to a grown man. You know, you darn near should be calling him Mr. Newton.
Exactly.
I mean, you're really. And like, so I just did look again. If this generation is really like that, and we're going to take calls on this. You, if you're in the generation, millennials,
we
young kids,
we would love
kids,
to
whatever,
hear from you.
We want to
yes.
hear from you. If you coach them, whatever, we want to hear from you. But if this is how this generation is, it needs to change. It's not a, oh, you know, we got to go along with, this is not some innocuous thing of, you know, they just different. It's not them wearing their hair differently. Or, you know, having different style of dress or anything.
Yes.
This is respect. This is a moral issue. And Rob, I work with a lot of young kids too. And sometimes we as adults, we got to tell these kids what time it is. I was speaking to a bunch of young kids. It was a kids in a church basketball league. This was a few years ago. And there were several adults, myself, and several grown men talking to these kids. It must have been 60 kids. And they play in the church league. And all black and a couple Hispanics. Okay. And some of the brothers who were speaking to them, some of the adults, had played big-time basketball. Not in the NBA, but one guy played overseas.
Major college basketball, right.
Yeah, played against Patrick Ewing, played in the Big East, Big Boston College, all that. And another guy played overseas, too. And these kids are all think they're going to the NBA. And the adults were like, they were sugarcoating it. They were like, you know, well, you know, just not telling them the truth. And they seen these kids play. And I got up, I said, look, I said, ain't none of y'all going to the NBA. None of you.
Right.
You're not good enough. This is a church league. You don't play at your high school. I said, this is the direct question. I said, have you seen Jim Boeheim in the stands at the church league games? Mike Krzyzewski, you see any of them at the games? You're not. I'm sorry. And one kid, well, why not? How could you say you're not good enough?
Right.
I see you play. All right? And you're not doing. And there are some kids who have a reason to think that. Even if they're not all Americans, maybe they're all state, even if they're just all city, at least that's something. You're pretty good. There's a reason to believe you might get to the NBA. But we're not doing these kids any favors by just letting them get away with unrealistic dreams and, you know, not telling them how they're going to have to behave publicly to get ahead in a society. It ain't just this society. It's common courtesy and respect that all people need to have. And I just was like, the way I thought Cam handled it well. We could do without that maybe, but I think he's playing with the kid, you know?
I think he was initially. I believe he did the right thing, Chris. You're a grown man. You're not going to get into it with a kid, a 15-year-old kid, about stuff that this kid, like he should just have a certain degree of respect for Cam Newton, whether you like him or not. But just there's a certain degree of respect.
Yep. All right, so we want to hear from you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Was the Cam Newton viral video a glimpse into the attitudes and morals of the youth of today? I mean, really, you know, obviously not all of them, but is this what you see among our young athletes today? And give us your thoughts. 877-99 on Fox. We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, we're the iCouple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save a bundle on your car insurance. Also, we're brought to you by AutoZone. If you're dealing with a dead battery, head on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, folks, head to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Let's get right to it, Rob, with these calls. Is this just indicative of how millennials are, the way that kid was talking to Cam Newton?
Let's go to Brandon in Chattanooga. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Brandon?
What's up, man? First time calling, long time listening.
Man,
Thank you, man.
I thought so. When I saw Chattanooga, I was like, Chris, we haven't gotten a call from Chattanooga.
Right.
Hey, man, I listen to y'all every day, all day, man. But as far as this new generation, man, that's kind of the norm, man. I coach youth sports all day. And they used to try to come at me like that. But, man, look, you got to check them soon. You get them because if they feel like they can disrespect you, they're going to do that.
Wow.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I hear you. I mean, kids are going to get away with what they can.
That's true.
So when you check them, I mean, do parents try to check you? Or are they cool with it? They like it that you're doing that? And do the kids eventually become respectful and they know that's your program or what?
Oh, man, look, you play for me, that's the first rule. Parents, they don't come at me crazy because I don't come at the kids crazy, but I let them know who's in charge. You know, I was caught up like that. So I'm not going to let nobody disrespect me. And usually once we spare it out, we're all good to go.
There you go.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Good.
Appreciate
right.
it.
That's yep. how I should be done.
Stephen in Pennsylvania, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, guys? Hey,
Stephon,
yeah, you got to get close
Stephon,
to your phone.
Yeah,
or
what
something?
Are you? Are you on a speaker or something? We can't hear you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I had you guys on speaker. I just put you guys back in my ear. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, yes. That's better. Okay.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I'm 25. I was born in 95. And I noticed that once we started to get the kids getting from the 2000s, it's like something about the 2000s era. Like, it's a thing of disrespect. Like, they have an entitlement of they made it before they made it. You know what I mean? I have friends that play basketball. Actually, one of my good friends, he played D1 at Auburn. And his freshman year, he thought he was going to get to the league. And he ended up messing up. And now he didn't get no scouts. He didn't get drafted. And he plays overseas. That's good for him. But his mentality that he had already made it, and he was too cocky. He ended up, you know, having right. kids down there. It messed it up for him. So when I'm seeing this, that's the first time I heard about that Cam Newton thing with the 15-year-old on the radio, and it's crazy that his pop should have put him like he got to teach his son that when you're in this position, you're not in that position yet, you know,
right.
to even right. speak to an adult like that, you know, like I grew up like that too. You feel me? If that would have went viral, my mom would have beat me in front of everybody. That's just how
right.
I grew up. You know what I mean?
I agree. I no doubt about
well,
it.
Well, right, because that's a reflection
down.
On your parents.
Yes.
Am I right?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And me with my kid, I know young, I got an 8-year-old my oldest right now, and I just instill in him is always respect adult. Even if they look crazy to you, the respect is a minimum for an adult because they're older, they're wiser, regardless of the fact.
All right, yeah, thanks
right.
for the call.
Good call.
Good to be on. I'm a big fan of you guys. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. What about Juwan? In Colorado, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, man. I had to take a break after the Super Bowl, but that's another conversation, guys.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, I was fine after the Super Bowl for some reason.
I was sick to my stomach. I'm still sick.
Hey, when I listened to that, guys, I was taken aback. I think that level of disrespect coming from a young man is absolutely uncalled for.
Yep.
And I remember I was walking through the airport on a visit to Tennessee for football, and I saw OJ. And I was always in the Jim Brown camp, and I had just got done talking to a guy. We debated who was better. But, you know, when I saw OJ, I shook his hand. He stopped me. He saw me in football attire. He stopped me and talked, but I would have never, ever thought to say something
disrespect him, right.
or something contentious or aggressive. And guys, I'm going to say one last thing on that, and I don't know if y'all are going to follow this or not. We changed. The African-American community changed after hip-hop and rap. We became a more aggressive people and more braggadocious behavior, which I've always thought was detrimental. But for him to challenge Cam Newton like that, I can't see it. I think we got to check ourselves.
No doubt.
Yeah, I mean, the hip-hop, that's a whole different conversation, maybe for another day. But, the kid, that was just – I never would have crossed my mind to do that, Rob.
Over the top. No, yeah, definitely. Right. Let's get to Max in Fresno. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Max?
Hi, guys. Long time. First time.
What's up, Max? Another first-time caller. Wow, we appreciate that, Max.
I try to call all the time, but the line's always busy, but I'm glad I got through.
That's Rob G's fault.
Yeah, he's too busy eating salads.
But go ahead. What's your point, Max?
So I do think that kids nowadays are taught differently, and they aren't as, pushed on respecting elders. I work with customer service for over 9 years, and I see kids disrespecting parents all the time. An example was I was at the bank, and mom was trying to, get some money, and the daughter was, asking all these questions, really loudly. And she was like, "Oh, mom, you only got $100? You broke."
What? That's so
Yeah, that's so disrespectful.
I would have been broke after I seen
you would have been broke in half, Chris, if you would have told everybody in the bank how much money your mother has.
I know. Right. I hear you. So especially, growing up Asian, with Asian parents, you and that every time you talk back, you're getting smacked,
Man. Look, I had a story quickly. My daughters, they're 22 now. When they were, fifth, sixth grade.
Out on their own, grade. Paying their own rent.
It's a blessing. Yeah. But they like fifth grade, right? And their school, the teachers taught the kids to call them by their first name. So they called their teacher Sarah.
And they came home and said, "Hey, Chris."
Well, they knew better. My kids knew better. But we're in the car one day. Them two, me, my wife, and one of their friends, and the little friend, the little girl, she calls me Chris.
What?
She said something like, "Where are we going, Chris?" or something, whatever she said. And I first of all, I was totally shocked. Like,
right,
and
you're
my
like,
girls were
Chris?
Shocked.
Right.
My girls were shocked. So I looked back and I was like, "Look, it's my name is Mr. Broussard, all right? You can call me Mr. And the girls, my daughters, were like, "Yes, he's Mr. Broussard," to their friend. Like, I get it. Maybe you want to. There's a fine line, Rob, right? There has to
Chris,
be some type of
I still
of authority.
Call my friend's parents, right?
Mr.
Miss
right.
Smith or Miss
yes.
Weeks.
I'm
I
the
still,
same
to this
way.
Day, I'm 57. I don't call my friend's mom, Miss Weeks. Margaret, or her first name. I just don't feel right.
Right. I agree. And some people will look at this and say, "Oh, that's generation, man, get off my lawn." But look, there is a basic principle of respecting your elders and respect for authority. And look, all of us out there, let's teach that to the young kids. All right, teach that to them. We're going to keep this conversation going with TJ Houshmandzadeh, former Pro Bowl wide receiver, and he coaches youth too, so we'll get his perspective. It's the Odd Couple, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS, and you can save a whole lot of something-something on your car insurance. He's a former Pro Bowl wide receiver, now the co-host of Up On Game. You can hear that right here on Fox Sports Radio on Saturdays. Our man, TJ Houshmandzadeh. What's up, Hoosh?
Yo.
Man, how y'all doing?
Doing
we are
great.
Good, man. We are good. We are
you
looking
know
forward
we needed
to this
talk
conversation.
To you. Yes.
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 And I'm a latest. You heard, the whole Cam Newton thing with this kid. And we were on Undisputed today, and LeVar Arrington was on with us. And he said, he coaches 7-on-7. I know you coach high school kids, too. He was saying this is just how the this generation of kids is, and you have to just accept it to kind of try to reach them, you know, and have a positive impact on their life. Look, maybe kids are like this. I don't think we accept it. I think that's a negative. I think we got to teach them better.
I can't see you doing it.
Yeah, where are you at on this whole thing? Are the kids like this, and how do you handle it?
Man, LeVar, lucky I wasn't on the show with him, man. That's an excuse, man.
Right.
You're giving the kid an excuse. Number one, if kids are like that, Cam Newton is a former first pick, a NFL MVP, a Heisman Trophy winner, national.
Yes.
Cam Newton is not the average football player. And even still, if it was just an average NFL player, you don't do that. You try to see what nugget you can get from him. And to say that's how they are, okay, let's say they are. That's bad mentorship. So whoever's mentoring that kid, they need to be slapped because you're leading this kid astray. You don't do that. You go talk to Cam and say, man, I really appreciate you coming out here watching us, man.
Thank you.
Give me any tip. Like that. To me, that's what you do. And I'm sure that embarrassed Cam because dude, I could really go in on you. But his camera's around, and he is a kid. But whomever his coach is.
Well, I think that Cam wanted to talk to his dad. That's why I think it was like, yo, where's your father? I'm not going to go off on you, but I'll talk to your dad. You know what I mean?
Man, it's completely disrespectful. And there's just no other way around it. But it's the mentors in that kid's life, his coaches or his parents, whomever it is, has led him believe that that's okay, and it's not.
I'm with you. I just can't imagine that you're at somebody's 7-on-7 tournament and you would talk to them that way.
His coach should have stepped in right away.
Yep,
his coach should have stepped in right away. Right away. That coach shouldn't even be coaching him anymore if you're going to let that go on that long.
Right.
I think it would have been fine if they had security come and lead that kid out of there.
Yep.
I would have had no problem with that.
No, to
and
let
he
the
would
other
never
kids
do
notice.
It again. He yes. would never do it again.
Yep.
And that's what you have to do is let them know that it just isn't where we should be. Speaking about Cam, do you think TJ he'll be back in the NFL? He did have some quotes where he said, "I'm one of the 32 best out there." That basically that I should have a job and I should be back in the NFL. Where are you on Cam and whether or not he has a spot in the NFL?
It's hard, man. When you look at what transpired last year for him to get signed as late as he did, no OTAs, no skill guys that would start on another team. Let's just say what it is. You tell me one guy on the Patriots that's a skilled player that would start on another team in the league.
Right.
There's not one. And then you go into a system that's Tom Brady's system. I don't know how much they changed. You know, they added the power in the goal line for the quarterback. They've probably added more QB runs in there. But for the most part, it was a foreign system for him with no offseason. And so it made him look bad. He had the Seattle game, fantastic. But he had a lot of bad games. And so I believe there's an opportunity for him to show he's one of 32. But is it a foregone conclusion? Absolutely not.
Do you last year before last year's draft, I know you worked with Joe Burrow. And you were one saying that this kid is the truth.
You like Joe Burrow a lot.
Obviously, you were right on that. Are you going to work with any of the quarterbacks in this year's draft? And even if you aren't, are there ones, like, are you watching them at this point? And do you have opinions on who you really like of the top quarterbacks and who you may not like?
Man, the crazy thing is, crazy you asked me this. So I've been out there on the field with Trevor Lawrence quite a few times since he's been out here. Obviously, since he had surgery, that is over with. But prior to the surgery, was out on the field with him a ton. This week, I will see Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, Kyle Trask. There's one more. I can't name them. So I actually will be on the field with all the quote-unquote top quarterbacks, and I'll be able to form an opinion. We're actually going to start tomorrow with the guys that I just named, with the Justin Fields, Kyle Wilson, Kyle Trask. But, yeah, I've been on the field with Trevor Lawrence quite a few times already.
So what's your opinion on Lawrence?
Impressed. And the physical talent is there. What impressed me was he's a personable dude. Whereas, like, if you're, he walks up, you're there. He communicates with everybody. He speaks to everyone. He'll have a conversation with everyone. He doesn't walk around like he's better than anybody. He's just a dude in the locker room, so to speak. And I think that is going to be welcoming to his teammates, that he's not carrying himself like I'm that guy, even though he is that guy. That was refreshing to see. But on the field, just communicating with receivers that he doesn't know. Ah, that's my fault. I probably should have led you here. Okay, if I see you do this, this is what I'm expecting. And we're just out here running routes. And so he was communicating with guys and telling them what he's looking at. And so I thought that was pretty good. But the physical talent is a given. What everybody said is there. He's a big kid. He can run. He can sling it. He's going to be the number one pick of the draft.
You also, the Jets said that they're going to reevaluate, look at the quarterback, talk to people, and then reevaluate where they are with Sam Darnold. They have the second overall pick. You like Sam Darnold a lot. What would you do if you were the Jetropolitans?
Well, get back to me in about 2 to 3 weeks once I see these other quarterbacks on the field.
Right.
And I'll be able to give you an honest assessment. But I'm a fan of Sam Darnold.
Right, that's Sam what
Darnold
I thought.
Can,
right.
Sam Darnold can play football. And the same thing that I said about Cam Newton applies to Sam Darnold. You tell me, just name the starting receivers for the Jets and then go through every team and say, who could they start for? Who could they start for?
Right.
There's no disrespect to these guys. And so that's what he's working with. And you look at Josh Allen, he was pretty good. He gets Stephon Diggs, he's really, really good. And so we want to get a credit to the quarterback, but you got to put players around him. When they don't have players around him, it's, oh, he doesn't have enough help. When they play well, it's, oh, man, this quarterback is willing to deal in. It's the team. And so if you get Sam Darnold some skilled players, let the Jets draft a receiver with that first-round pick, or do you trade it? If I'm the Jets, I trade that second pick and try to get more draft capital if I believe in Sam Darnold.
Right.
And
could
now you,
get you
can
two
start
players
to build
maybe,
your team.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly. You can still get you a top-flight receiver, a lineman. You got Robert Salas, your defensive coordinator, and the head coach. You're right there now. You're right there to compete if Sam Darnold is that guy. I believe he can be.
Hooch, we got 30 seconds for this one. And Rob and I have said we like Trevor Lawrence too, but we would trade him for Deshaun Watson.
In a minute.
Where are you at on that?
Man, I believe neither team would want to trade in their division. If I'm the Jags, I do it because I have a proven commodity. And if I'm Houston, I'm like, I don't know what Trevor Lawrence is going to be. We think, but we don't know. That's a win-win for the Jags. No way Houston does that.
Right. No. Right.
Yeah, and my guess is that Deshaun would maybe veto that trade anyway because he got the no-trade clause, you know.
He's not trying to start. He already at the bottom. He getting
right.
to the basement now.
Right.
No doubt.
But,
all right,
that's our man TJ Houshmandzadeh. Great stuff, brother. We appreciate it, man.
Man, y'all keep up the good work. And, Chris, put LeVar in line tomorrow.
Hey,
don't let him talk.
I'm glad
that
you said what you said because he was lumping you in with him, man. So.
Yeah, I bet he was.
I'm not letting no kid talk like that. There's no way.
That was
we already knew it. We
no
knew
way,
it.
No how.
Exactly. We already knew, like, when TJ, we're like, no way TJ Houshmandzadeh is putting up with that. So
I
we knew
checked
it.
Him.
Yeah, that was bad. All right, man. We appreciate
y'all
it, brother.
Care. Keep up
take
the
care.
Good work, fellas.
Thank you. Sources say it's next. Keep it locked. I couple Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. All right, it's time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly 3 decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, a segment we do every week where we put Chris and Rob's extensive journalism experience to the test to see if they still got those reporter chops and they can tell the difference between a good source
Man, you
and
never
a bad
lose
one.
Those. You never lose those.
Based on your record in this game, Rob, I'm going to assume that you lost a little bit.
I don't know.
But that's okay.
I've never lost anything on my phone.
All I know is I have not heard Rob's theme song in months.
All right.
I can't even remember what it's called.
It's called Bad Boy for Life.
Yeah.
All right, so we know, Chris.
You know how this segment works. All these stories sound a little bit real. They all sound a little bit fake. It's up to you guys to tell me which sources are good and bad. So let's get started. Story number one, the Pro Football Hall of Fame just announced today that Andy Reid's COVID-19 mask that got fogged up on opening night, remember that one, is getting put on display in Canton. Chris, my source is good.
No, that's false.
I'm going to say it's true. You know, they always try to, like, have stuff from the era. So that would be, like, this COVID thing won't be forever. So I think yes.
Bro.
Rob Parker.
We don't have any more time.
I tried to say it with authority because I thought Rob might follow
me. I'll follow you. Are you kidding me? I'll follow you right off a cliff. Ain't no way I'm following you.
All right, here we go. Story number two. Rob Parker, go with you. Chris Webber has teamed up with some group to launch a $100 million private equity fund specifically aimed to help minority entrepreneurs succeed in the marijuana industry. My source is good.
True, I'm trying to get in on it. All right, so yes, it is true.
Are you?
Well, you know, I'm always trying to branch out. You know, I need a couple extra shekels.
True.
Things are tight right now.
True.
Bro.
All right.
Isaiah's
Chris is on the board.
In that too.
Is he? I thought
Isaiah
he's doing
Thomas.
The champagne. Are you going to do weed now too?
In the other, yeah.
Chris, you doing weed
other
too? Make money?
Too.
Huh?
No.
We aren't going to see a King Movement sponsored strain of marijuana? Nothing like that?
I mean, they say, I don't know. They saying it's, you know, it's medicinal. We're not doing it, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, is y'all into it? I mean.
You know I'm not into it. I've never even puffed a weed before.
A former NBA player who's in the business gave me a nice pack, a whole nice little, you know, package of it. So, you know, it was in all different forms, but every one of them you had to smoke it.
How was
I was
it?
Like, look, if he had given me like some lotion or something, I would have put that on.
But me and Barry Bonds, yeah. I didn't know what I was rubbing on me. It was the cream.
Right. I was looking for the cream. Really.
Rob G, you know all about the cream.
The cream and the clear.
That's right.
All right, here we go. Story number three, Rob Barker up 2-1. Now, you know that the NHL had that special outdoor game this past weekend in Tahoe.
Yes.
What they didn't tell you is that one of the referees fractured his ankle before they suspended play after he slipped on the melting ice. Rob Parker, you're in the lead. Are my sources good?
You know, I was studying that. I was watching it. I'm going to say, sounds true, but I'm going to say false.
I think that's false. I think I would have heard about that.
You sit on a throne of lies.
That would have been one of the...
Yeah, that would have been a big story.
That's why I was
I just want you to know, tomorrow for Trash Talking Tuesday, I'm trashing the NHL for that debacle.
How you trashing them?
Eight hour delay. Cancel a damn game. 8 hours, you're coming back? Asking players to get dressed and play?
Some people love
Am I right?
Hockey, man.
Rob G, 8 hour delay? Is that cool for players
and
to warm up
and
again?
Speaking of trash talk, I think it's time to trash Chris Broussard because we have a winner right
now.
And his name is Rob Parker.
Actually, I wanted to hear the song again.
Yeah, whatever.
I let Rob win so I can hear the song.
You
bring
let
it.
Me
I
win?
Like the song.
Man. Pass me some clear.
Rob don't even know how to act. You ain't
Pass
heard it
me
in
some
so
clear.
Long. You don't even know
I'm
how to act.
I'm feeling good.